Okay, so let's get started. Do you consent to being interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
I do consent.
Can you state the date and time?
Yep, so the date is Wednesday, September 22nd, and it is 9 o'clock right now.
Perfect. So for my first question, where were you when the first stay-at-home orders were put in place?
So the first when I heard that the stay-at-home orders were in was that I was actually at home. I had just gotten back from track practice and I got like an all call from our school district, and they told us that we'd be starting with like asynchronous school the next week.
Wow, so that must have been a big shock for you guys, right?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So how did your school immediately respond to this? Did they go all online right away, or was it like you said, asynchronous?
Yeah, so we actually went completely in asynchronous like right away. So we had like a website, and teachers would re record themselves teaching like a lecture, and then we would also get assigned homework online and then submit everything like all through online.
Did you think that you responded well to online learning?
Definitely not as well as I did in person because I wasn't able
Yeah.
to focus as much.
Yeah, I can
And I feel
imagine
like I
it's hard
didn't.
S staring at a screen all day is not that great.
Definitely,
Were you able to see your friends, or was everyone kind of like staying in their own houses?
So not as much at first because it like there were tight restrictions on like going out, but later on we kind of made plans to go out to play like basketball and to hang out, and we would just like call or just FaceTime to talk.
That's really good. You said that you did sports, so were sports heavily affected by the stay-at-home orders?
Yeah, so I didn't do track my senior year because they required you to wear a mask while you're running. So I kind of
Oh
felt
yeah,
that.
that must be hard.
Yeah.
Did you find that you were more anxious during the pandemic? Like you were scared to, go out into stores, or just general anxiety?
Definitely a little bit. I was kind of anxious in that like I wasn't able to see my friends as much and go out like without just like in a crowd or meeting people up. But yeah, it was a little hard at first. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I mean, I thought it was like a little scary. I was even nervous to like go to the grocery store because I didn't really understand what was going on.
Yeah.
Did you think that you were on your phone more during the whole stay at home and pandemic in general?
I think I was off film like a good amount more, but I tried to balance it out with like other things, like going outside or exercising, but definitely like a decent amount more, yeah.
What were some of the ways that you coped with the kind of stress of not only having online school, but just general having to wear the masks, not really being able to go anywhere?
So like two of the biggest things I used to cope were exercising and like physical activity. So like I would try to go outside every day for like a run or just to get fresh air. And we had like a gym in our basement, so I would use that as much as possible. And I spent like a lot of time down there during lockdown. So exercising and just like getting in shape were ways to keep my mind off like everything that was going on.
Yeah, it's kind of perfect you have that gym because I know at least gyms by me took months to reopen. And when they did open, it still wasn't at full capacity.
Oh yeah. That's true. That's true.
What would you say your daily routine was like?
So I would just get up like a couple minutes before class started.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, didn't really get breakfast. I attended class, then I would like go out, work out a little bit, and then sometimes like hang out with friends and then chill, like watch sports in the night.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah, for sure.
So my last question is, was there anything positive for you that came out of the pandemic and the stay-at-home orders?
Yeah, so like one positive thing that I felt was that I was definitely able to spend more time with my family, because my parents like worked late hours, but during the pandemic, they were able to work from home, and I kind of cherished that time that we got together to spend like more. Yeah.
Yeah, I totally get that. Right, so
All
that was my
right.
last question.
Okay. All right. So, do you consent to being interviewed for the COVID-19 interview?
Yes, I consent.
All right. And are you able to state the date and the time?
Yeah, it's Wednesday, September 22nd, and it's 9:10 p.m.
Okay. All right. So, first question I have is, when did you first really hear about the coronavirus and how did you react?
I think the first time I heard about it was in my AP bio class, and we were talking about it, but we weren't really acting too serious about it. I actually remember me and my friends being in a study hall and joking about getting gas masks because we thought, oh wow, this is going to get really bad. But it was all joking. We never really thought it was really going to come to us. And then when schools in China started closing, we still didn't believe that it was ever going to come here. We thought we're still going to be here all year. It's going to stop. And obviously, we were very wrong.
Yeah, it seemed like a joke at first, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So, when you had options for going back to school, what were like the different choices that you had, like virtually or just going like hybrid?
So for my senior year, we could either choose to stay virtually online all year, or we can choose the hybrid model, which is basically we had 2 days online, 2 days in person, and then that same schedule would repeat. In the beginning of the year, a lot of us went fully online because we were still a little nervous about everything going on. But eventually, as we got more comfortable, as the cases started to go down and people got vaccinated, we started going into the hybrid model. And then eventually during I believe it was our last month of senior year, all the seniors got to come in fully every single day. So that was nice.
That's nice. Yeah, for sure. So with like the restrictions that were in place and everything like locked down, were you able to find time to do like new things or explore different activities that you hadn't done before?
Yeah, so I think one of the things that I really found myself liking was actually painting. Me and my friends would kind of meet up outside, spread apart, obviously, in the beginning. And we would go to these really pretty places outside, and we would just bring paper and some pencils, colored pencils, and we would kind of just draw what was around us. And all of us are really, really bad artists. So what came out was really bad. But it was kind of fun to just be together and try to pretend like everything was normal.
Yeah, of course. With everything locked down, like not being able to go out, did you rely a lot more on like online shopping or just getting stuff like delivered to you?
Yeah, I think I did develop a sort of online shopping addiction because it was staying at home all day. It's hard to find the joy in little things, but for some reason, putting those things in the Amazon cart just brought me a little bit of joy. And so those kinds of things piled up. But I did find it also a necessity at times because stores around me were closed. So I kind of had to use things like Amazon to, get things I needed. I even got food sometimes delivered from Amazon, so that was good.
Oh, yeah. I definitely found myself in that same situation as well.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, did you work at all? And if you did, what was like your experience?
Yeah, so the summer before coming to college, I did actually work as a camp counselor during the pandemic. And it was pretty difficult, especially I was with really young kids, about they were probably 5, 6 years old. And it was really difficult, mainly getting them to keep their masks on. And also, what I found really hard was trying to explain to them what was going on, because a lot of them are really confused. And I didn't really have a good answer for them as to what was going on or why they couldn't be 6 feet within 6 feet of their friends, or why we couldn't share toys, things like that, made it pretty difficult.
Yeah, sure. It was hard to get them to actually understand what was going on.
Yeah.
And how has the pandemic affected your mental health?
I think that it's definitely made me a little more anxious. Like when everything started happening in the beginning, I got really scared to go to the stores because all we knew was there was this deadly disease. And when you got it, you were in hospital and on a ventilator. So yeah. I think I did come out of it with some residual anxiety. I also think it lowered my attention span because I started using things like TikTok a lot more. So yeah. I now can really only focus on something for 30 seconds before I need to move on, which isn't good.
Yeah, I felt that as well. So everything that was going on, did you have anything that would bring you joy or keep your spirits up?
Yeah, I think that staying in contact with my friends was really important. Just FaceTiming them. We would drive to empty parking lots and park our cars kind of in a circle so that we were far away from each other, but we could still talk. And I think that having that connection was really what helped me through it, because without it, I would have just been sitting at home watching Netflix all day, and that would have been really sad.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah. And once, if life gets back to how it was before the pandemic, do you think you'll be able to adjust well to that sort of new lifestyle?
I really don't think I'll be able to. Just even now, when people started being able to go indoors without masks, if they were vaccinated, I felt very, very uncomfortable. Like it wasn't natural, mm-hmm. and that it was something we shouldn't be doing. So, I mean, I'm sure eventually I'll be able to adjust, but I think it's going to take a long time for me to be able to see someone handing me food without wearing a mask. And I think honestly, it's turned the public into a bit of a germaphobe, because it's made me realize, there's lots of germs everywhere. So that's kind of not good, but I'll adjust eventually.
Yeah. It was hard adjusting at first to wearing a mask, and then to get back to wearing a mask, it'll definitely be hard as well. But then with my last question, did you have any sort of a silver lining, or did you have any positives that you experienced throughout the lockdown?
I think I would agree with you, and the fact that I think it did bring my family close together, because before the lockdown, we were kind of living separate lives in a way, because we were going out to school and going out with friends or online or doing something. But then we all had to stay home and we talked to each other. We spent time together. And I think it was a really nice way to bring my family closer together, as you said it was for you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely. All right. Thank you so much for participating.
And thank you for participating.
Of course.